And we are holding today in Brachot, Daf Lamed Beit, one of the most extensive Dapim in the entire Shas, about five normal Dapim, so we better hold on to our seatbelts over here. But we were holding still on Daf Lamed Aleph, Omud Beit, and we're up to Elanara Zehit Palalti, and we're analyzing the Tefillah of Chana, in which we discover all kinds of Hilchata Gevirta, amazing halachas that teach us not only about the state of tefillah, but also the modality of tefillah and the type of things that tefillah can incorporate in extremis. So we got up to those two dots over there near the bottom, about eight lines up. V'chani medaberet aliba. Omar Rabbi Elazar Mishum Rabbi Yosi ben Zimra, when it says aliba, it means al iskei liba. She was talking about that which was on her heart, referring to her breasts. Amra lefanav ribono shel olam. You know, I see that it's pretty efficient, this creation of yours. You know, you create a woman. She's got eyes to see with, ears to hear with, she's got a nose to breathe with, you know. She certainly has a mouth to talk with, let me tell you that. She's got yadayim la'asot b'melacha. She's got these feet to go and walk with. Now, as far as I know, these breasts have a very specific purpose. They're meant for nursing. What are my breasts for? Dadi malolo shenatata libi. Lama? Lola Nikbehem. So if that's the point, give me what I need in order to use what it is that you've given me. You gave me breasts, now I need a child. V'yomer Rabbi Elazar Mishum Rabbi Yosi ben Zimra. Kol ha'yoshev b'ta'anit b'shabbat kor'im lo gezar dino shel shiv'im shana. So somebody, this is a reference to the Rishonim learned to ta'anit chalom, where it's necessary to have the ta'anit on the same day, because that's what's mevatel, the chalom ra. So if somebody has to go through a ta'anit on Shabbat when everybody else is having a nice time and the delicious cholent is in the background, and that's an extra super-duper tough ta'anit. So because of that, he gets such sachar that even if he had 70 years nigzar about tzoras, we could be mevata the whole thing. Nonetheless, he was a bad boy for fasting on Shabbos. How did he miss out on the din of onek Shabbat? Therefore, what takante? The only thing he can do, says Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, he's got to make another tannis for the fact that he made a tannis on Shabbos. So he might have 2 days in a row of tannis, although it says Lalach, if it's tough for him to do 2 days in a row, he can always put it off for a while. V'yomer Rabbi Elazar, getting back to Chana. Chana hi ticha devarim klapi ma'ala. Now there's a modality of tefillah, which we'll see is very dangerous. And it's where a person essentially throws things at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as if puts him into a position in which it's very difficult for him to refuse. That is something the Gemara says elsewhere, la'olam al yatiach adam dvarim klapei ma'ala. The person should be very careful about doing that kind of thing, because Levi did it, and he ended up lame because of it, says the Gemara, at least partially because of it. But nonetheless, our Gemara brings several examples of that type of sort of the vicious arguments that tefillah can get into, in which a person speaks with somewhat of chutzpah inappropriately. And nonetheless, it works. Chana was one of those people. Shenema vatitpalil al Hashem. Al Hashem means pow. Melamed shiticha dvarim klapei mala, not el Hashem. The Omar Rabbi Elazar, she wasn't the only one who did that. Eliyo hitiach dvarim klapei mala. Shenema vata hasevote et libam achoranit. So Chana, I mean, the whole approach was very, very chutzpahdik, you know, what's it for? And if you don't do it, I'll do it my way. It's really very strong. We find that Eliyahu HaNavi told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's your fault. You're the one who's turned them into this bad path. And in fact, in that case, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was moda that Eliyahu was correct, because we find, believe it or not, that he says, "Bayom ahu nu Hashem, otzva hatzoleyav hanidacha akabitza, ve'asher harioti, that which I caused to go wrong," which is an unbelievable thing to admit. So, in other words, ultimately, all things are biyado shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as Reb Chama bar Rabbi Chanina points out, "Yumalei shalosh mikrot halalu nitmotetu ragleihem shel shonei Yisrael." This is a euphemism. Our enemies, meaning we, would have just collapsed in the massive burden of our sins. But since HaKadosh Baruch Hu on three occasions essentially has hinted that he takes responsibility for the Yetzer Hara and for all of the tsar that we go through in fighting chet on himself, that gives us a pischon peh. Obviously, it's not a total excuse, but it gives us a pischon peh to be able to look at our struggle with evil as something that we do as a shituf with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria, and that's our job. So it's a completely different way of looking at it, in which instead of creeping on your hands and knees and trying to not be noticed, you actually say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, this work that we're doing is the work that you threw us into. And therefore have the patience for it and help us. And these are the three psukim. Chad dichtiv asher hareoti that we just brought. That's from Micha. The Chad dichtiv, this is the famous one that we use on Yom HaKippurim. Hinei kechomer b'yad ha-yotzer, ken atem b'yadi b'et Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is admitting that he forms us the way a potter does. Then he's taking responsibility. So we see that ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that really it's all up to me. I can take out this heart of stone within you that it doesn't allow you to respond and give you a human heart. So that means that in the end, as Rashi puts it, it's not just here Rashi says, Shebarati Yetzer Hara, and I take that responsibility on myself. But elsewhere Rashi says in Sukkah even more powerfully, Rashi says that he's made in these psukim shahavonot v'azechuyot biyado v'tochen halavavot. The contents of our hearts and ovein and chet ultimately is in his hands. It's a much stronger lashon. Rav Papa amar mehocha ve'et ruchi etein bekir bechem v'asiti et asher b'chukai teilechu. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will see to it that you will go in my path, right? Of course, this is after the time in which Umol Hashem Lakechet Levav Chavet Levav Zarachah, and so on, but this is in a Tikkun Liyazid Levot. V'yomar Rabbi Elazar, Moshe also was Metiach Dvorim Klapi Mal Hashem, Rav Yitpalel Moshe El Hashem. And since we know that people are able to read that El Hashem confusedly with Al Hashem, so Al Tikri El Hashem Ela Al Hashem, Shkein Devei Reb Eliezer Ben Yaakov, they get confused between the Aleph, which they call Ayin, and the Ayin, which they call Aleph, which means that the letter has in it an ability to be mishapich lekan ulekan. Devei Reb Yana Yacha, Amar Mihacha, Moshe Rabbeinu says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at least Beremez at the beginning of Devarim, V'dei Zahav. So what in the world is the meaning of V'dei Zahav? My V'dei Zahav, Dei Zahav. All that money that you give them, this is what screwed them up. What are you upset about? What is it? Die. They have enough already. You spoiled them rotten. And because of that, now you're angry. You got this wild young lion, you know, who's roaring around and doing his lion stuff. Believe me, it's not because he had breakfast of champions of Wheaties. I can tell you that. He had himself a good bride for breakfast. This guy's got this ox, you know, or cow, really, and she's all worn out, big bones, but like no muscles. So then he really feeds her up, best kind of food, veggies for animals. Now she starts kicking him. Oh, Marla, you idiot. What are you kicking me for? Because I fed you so well. Imagine a guy's got this kid. Look how he spoils this kid, which is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us when he took us out of Mitzrayim with all of that money and Kriyas Yamsuf and anything that we wanted, sitting there kvetching about this and kvetching about this. So here, a guy's got this teenage son. So what does he do? He showers him up and he gets the most expensive sprays and colognes and so on. And Echilov, Ishko, Tololo Kisatsav, oh, ties this wallet around his neck, you know, with a few thousand bucks in it. And then he sits, takes him to the red light district, puts him in front of the best whorehouse in town, and he rings the doorbell. So, Maya Seoto Aben Shalo Yechata, what does he expect that child to do? Omer Racha Bereder Revun Omer Rav Sheshes Anud Amri Inchi. This is the famous saying that people say all the time. Mali Krese Zani Bishe. You fill up that tummy, and it's filling it up with all types of chatoyim. Shenema Kemar Itam Vayizbo. But the more that they had pasture, the more they became filled and satisfied with what they had. And then, because of that, their hearts became haughty. And that's why they forget me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Reb Nachman, what do you have to look there for? It says, Beferish, V'ram levavicha, V'shachachtat Hashem. Here, I'll bring you in, batim tovim, ashelo banita, all of this food and all of those homes and all of that money, which you come straight out of the stock market. You didn't do a damn thing for it. And now you're sitting there rich on top of the world, thinking that you're in the charge of everything. V'shachachtat Hashem, V'rabonin amir mehacha. V'achal v'sava v'dashen ufana. So you turn to Elohim Achirim because of the fact that you have so much to eat. V'boisem emiyach, v'yishman yishurun, you got fat. Vayivat, and you start to kick. Om Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Om Rabbi Yonatan. How do we know that even though Moshe Rabbeinu spoke so harshly, Kevayochu to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we find that indeed that tefillah worked? Minayin shechazar HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'hodalo l'Moshe, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu admitted to Moshe that he was right. Shenemar v'kesev hirbeiti lehem v'zahav asut l'ba'al. So even though this is obviously not a reference directly to the ego, but it's the same idea. Vayadaber Hashem l'Moshe lech reit. So after the Maisa Egel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, get out of here. So my lech reit. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. Moshe, you may think you're hot stuff. Let me tell you something. Reit migdulatcha. You don't have any right to be such a hot shot. Because klum natati lecha gedula lo bishvil Yisrael. I only made you so important because I needed you to help Klal Yisrael. Achshav Yisrael chatu, don lamali, I don't need you. So we find that Moshe indeed at that point did not respond to the Maisa Egel. Only afterwards, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Heref mimeni vash midem. So let me go and I'll wipe them out. So Moshe said, oh, whoa. So it wasn't like I thought that I really don't count. I'm being told that it's up to me. And basically, I'm in the way of wiping out Klal Yisrael. So Dover Zatolui B, Miyada Mad Venit Chazek Patvilo B Kesh Rachamim. So you know what this is like? It's like a king who's really furious at his son. And he's beating him and killing him. And he's got right over there, he's got his best friend. The king's best friend is there, but the guy is scared to death. He sees his father's ready to kill him. So the king sees that the guy is not getting in the way to try to rescue his son. So he yells at the boy. He says, if it wouldn't be for my best friend over here that I love so much sitting right here, I would murder you. So then the guy understands. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. He scared the heck out of Moshe and made him feel like nothing. And so Moshe couldn't say anything. And then afterwards, we find that two occasions he needed to be more emotional. Listen, I sound like I don't want to hear from you, but please. That's the second one. Is Vata Hanichali Vayichara Pibayim Vaachalim Veese Otcha Legoy Gadol. So now let me go, and I'll take it out on them. So Moshe immediately understands. Well, obviously Hanichali means it's up to me. Omar Rabbi Abo, but this pasuk is very graphic. Il Malei Katuv Abo. This is like the ultimate hitiach dvorim, and it's a very far example, the furthest example we have at Kol HaTorah Kula of the way in which tefillah can be used, because for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to say, let me go, it means as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was being held by the collar by Moshe, Kavayochel, put up against the wall, I'm not letting you go until you let me know that you were meichel to Klal Yisrael. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe ve'ezcha, otcha legoy gadol, Omar Rabbi Elazar, Omar Moshe lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono shel Olam, I didn't see what you're offering me over here. We just had this beautiful chair with a tripod over here, Moshe, with Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We have a chair of kisei shelosh raglayim. Eino yechol lamod lefanecha b'shat kascha. You get angry and you throw it out. So what good is adding this leg over here? I understand this one leg is going to make the difference. Kisei shel regalecha, but you want to base it fundamentally on me? You're going to get angry and throw it out the window. And how will I look? My God. Take a look. What a guy they chose. You know, as a leader, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them. So he accepts this new position. Yeah, sure. Why not make a new Klal Yisrael based on me? Let them drop dead. It's a horrible thing. Vayichal Moshe p'nei Hashem. Here, too, we see the Lashon of Vayichal is very, very powerful in terms of how much it applies about the tefillah. Amar Rabbi Elazar b'lamid shaman Moshe b'tefillah lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ad shehechaleu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was pushing, he made him sick. It was, okay, all right, fine, help. Okay, fine, I'll do what you want. V'rova amad shehefer lo nidro. The neder that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had made against Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu was mayfair, because it says vayachel, it says vayachal Moshe, so it's lashon of lo yachel devoro. And we learn out from lo yachel devoro, the din, of heter nedarim. Hu eino meichel, aval acherim ochalim lo. So you see that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this neder against Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu was meichel the neder for him. V'shmuel omar, melamed shemasar atzmo lemita, vayachel is a lashon of chalal, to die over them. And in fact, that's what it says, v'im ayin, mecheni no misifrucha asher katafta, which means wipe me out if you're not going to listen to me. The meaning of Vayechal is that in the same, it's like a lomdish word, chalot. A chalot is where you create a new state. And this is the state of Midat HaRachamim, whereas up until then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry and was acting mitoch Midat HaDin. V'Rabbonin Amri Melamed Shamar Moshe Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same thing that Avram Avinu had said. Ribono Shel Olam, when Avram Avinu said, Chalila Lecha. How do we understand that? Chulinu Lach Me'asot Kadavar Hazeh. That's not Vayechal. So that Moshe Rabbeinu showed him, this is outrageous, it's inappropriate, you can't do such a thing, it would be a Chilal Hashem. Vayechal Moshe Espnei Hashem, Tanya Rebbe Eliezer HaGadolam Melamed Shaman, Moshe Betfilu Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Atshech Hazato Achilu. Vayechal is a reference to the state of Tfila in Moshe. And Moshe was omed b'tfilah on such a darga until he himself was seized by achilu. What is achilu, Omer Belozer? Eshel atzamot. It's this burning sensation in the bones. My eshel atzamot. They didn't know what that choli was, but there was such a Aramaic, the name of an illness, which means the same thing as eshel atzamot, which is eshta degarmi. But that was something apparently that they knew. It was a medical condition. So it means that Moshe Rabbeinu actually made himself ill over this. What do you mean, Bach? What's Bach? Just say Hashem Nishbatalem. My Bach, Amar Rabbi Lezer, Amar Moshe, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam. You know, if you had made a cheapo kind of shvua, you know, maybe by the heavens and the earth, you know, big deal, heavens and earth, they don't mean very much. Okay, fine. That shvua is a, you promised them that you're going to give them Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so a universe here and there doesn't mean very much. But you didn't make that. You said, Binishbati. Binishbati means Nishbata Lemashimcha Gadol. Mashimcha Gadol Chai V'Kayam Le'olam Le'olam Le'olamim. You can't get away with this. Once you made a shvua like that, and therefore you have to take them into Eretz Yisrael. What do you mean, Asher Amarti? What? If Moshe Rabbeinu is talking, it should say, V'chol ha'aretz hazot Asher Amarta, right? What's this Asher Amarti? Asher Amarta mi bo'ele. Omar Rabbi Elazar, no, you have to understand. The Kochvei HaShemayim, that's the end of Moshe's words. So Ad Kan Divrei Talmid. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu kicks in and says, okay, but therefore I accept your words, V'chol ha'aretz hazot asher amarti, all the stuff I said, etein lezarachem, I'm going to give to them. That's one approach. Reb Shmuel ben Achmeni, Omar, no. It's not as long, all of a sudden HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts talking. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying over this whole thing, Elo ve'elo divrei talmid. But what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu was like this. Listen, Ribono Shel Olam. We were sitting over there at the snare. I was fighting you. I didn't want to go. You insisted. I went, and I told them what you said. You said I should go and tell them that I am Hashem, and I remember by this Brit, and I'm going to be giving you this land that I promised to your forefathers, that whole jazz. I told them that. So, Devarim she'amarta li lech emor lehem li Yisrael b'shmi. You said to say it over in your name, and I did. Halakhti ve'amarti lehem b'shimcha. Now, what am I supposed to say to them now? Akshav ma'ani omer lehem. Now, this actually is a very lomdiser kind of point, you see. Because if Moshe Rabbeinu hadn't said it, then the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had promised it doesn't matter, because we've saw before that even a something that was L'teva, actually there's such a thing as Shema Gora Machet, Shema Yigro Machet, and it doesn't happen. Like Ad Yavaram Hashem, Ad Yavaram Zukanita, right? But when a Navi says something, then that becomes in and of itself something that you need to be able to be Semecha in terms of the Navias. Once the Navi says it to Yisrael, then there's no way out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing it. It's always Miskayim. Therefore, it says Moshe Rabbeinu, listen, you told me to tell them, I told them. Now what am I supposed to do? Come around and say you changed your mind? I can't do that. Okay, that's the deeper pshat. By the way, there's a really cute pshat on Ishta Degarmi. Ishta Degarmi is very cute. Yeah, this pshat, the Meshech Chochma says this pshat. He says, Ishta Degarmi means my own self, Garmi, it's me. So it's Atzamot. So what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying is, look, I am not a good choice for the other leg over here. Because I got the same problem. If I look into myself, I see that my grandson is going to be the one who's in charge of Pesel Micha. And I was the guy that saved Micha. And therefore, I'm at fault for all of this Avodah Zorah. So it's already in my bones. Let me tell you something. You choose me, you got the wrong guy. Okay, very good. Next. Okay, so we're up to Mibilti Yecholat Hashem. What is this, like, Pentagonese language from the inability for this to be kept? Why not just say, people will say Hashem can't do it, you know? I mean, what happened to nice, simple language? It should say, God can't do it, They're going to say Yecholet because you've turned into a girl, as far as they're concerned. Tashash kochokin kevav, you know, Yechola atzil. He's become girlish. People know that I can do whatever I want. You know, they still would be able to say, okay, Paro, it's one melech, but now he's got to bring him into Eretz Yisro. We've got these 31 different melechim. Maybe he doesn't have the power. Here too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to admit Moshe was right. Shenemar vayom Hashem salachti, kidvorecha. What's kidvorecha? Tanan devei Rabbi Shimon, kidvorecha. As you said, that's exactly what they were going to say. Atidimu moto olam lomar, king. Exactly what you said. Ashrei talmid sherabo modelo. V'ulam chai ani. Omar rava omar rav yitzchum olam mit shomar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. Moshe chai ani, you gave me back life. Let me tell you something. What am I chai? Hechayitani bedvarecha, because if it wouldn't have been for you and my listening, then it would have created such a chilul Hashem that it's as if I wouldn't be there present among the Umas Olam anymore. Dorash Rabbi Smaloi. Leolam yisadir adam shvachol shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'achar kach yitpalel. We even see from Moshe Rabbeinu, that we're in the middle of understanding his tefillos, the din that we saw before, that a person should be prepared to say over the Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, say it over the brachas of Shevach, of the first three brachot, before you ask for what you need. And we see that from Moshe, because if it's Hanan el Hashem ba'itahi, and there I was begging in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what did I say? Did I say HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I'm begging you, no. He says, Hashem Elokim, Atachi lotel arot et avdecha et yodecha, avet yadecha, chazaka asher niel bashamayim uvoretz asher yasech maasech uvurotecha. So first, what do we have? We have this beautiful description of the Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then afterwards, uchtiv atrei, ebra naver et haaretz hatova. So the Bakosha came only after the beautiful Sipur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shevach. Omar Rabbi Elazar, you also see from here that Gedolah Tvila yoter mi maasim tovim, she'in lecha gadol b'maasim tovim yoter mi Moshe Rabbeinu, ve'afo pikin lo na'ana ela betefilah. You should not think that the fact of a person's madrega and his need of something is a reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give it to him without tefillah. The tefillah is something that has a totally different type of relationship than the nature of the person's own madrega, and we see this from Moshe as well, because here with Moshe Rabbeinu, there was nobody greater in terms of Ma'aseh Tovim, like the Rambam says, Tzadik in Moshe Rabbeinu. And yet in the end, when he asks, Evra Nave Er'eh, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, Al Tosif Daver Alai, and then what does it say? Badavar Hazeh Alei Rosh HaPiskah. That's how Rashi understands it. So Badavar Hazeh, with these words that you said to me, I want you to go up to Rosh HaPiskah to be able to get what you asked for. What did you ask for? Evra na ve'er'eh. Fine, you want to see Eretz Yisrael? Go up, L'Rosh HaPiskah. I'm going to show you everything. V'omer b'lozer gedol atanit yoter min hatzedakah. My time is zebegufo v'zebebamono. You also conceive just mitzvah hasfara, that if you give your body over to something, so then it's more than simply giving away your money. V'omer Rabbi Elazar gedol atvila yoter min hakarbanot. Even though we said before that the zmani atvila were meyused on the zmanim of the karbanos, and even though we said before that the inyan of Aveda is the Aveda Satfila becomes now the equivalent of the Aveda Sakorbanas. We find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu views Tfila as being more effective than the Korbanas themselves. Where do we see that? Because first it says, Loma li rov zivchechem. What do I need your Korbanas for? And then after that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and not only that, you spread your hands out to me to pray in front of me, I am not going to listen. What do you mean? Obviously, if you're not even going to accept the Karbonas, so Koshikin, you're not going to listen to Tfilas. You see that that's not true. I need a bigger Kiddush. I'm not even going to listen to your Tfilas. Omri b'yochanan ko koin sha'aragat ha'nefesh lo yisa'at kapav. A Kohen who murdered, even though it was b'shogeg, is never allowed to do Birkat Kohanim again. Shneemar yedechem damim meleu. And therefore, you're off of the Duchan. L'mais is machlokas, whether if he does teshuva on the Shogeg, whether he's accepted. Be'ikar hadin, this is halacha that we do not accept. However, the Achronim say that in order to not to be makshe on Balei Tshuva, that the minhag has become to allow a kohen who murdered accidentally to be noseis kapa if he does tshuva. V'yomar Rabbi Elazar miyom shecharav beit hamikdash ninalu sha'arei tefila, shenema gam ki ezak v'ashaveya satam tefilati. So you should know that from the time of the loss of the Beis HaMikdash, which we saw before, that we derive the dinim of tefillah, the directionality of tefillah from Shlomo's tefillah at the time, Beiti, Beit Tefillah, Yerlechol Amim, and that's that bayit, that when that bayit was destroyed, so too was the pathway of tefillah destroyed. However, afal pishi sha'arei tefillah ninalu, the doors of tefillah may be closed, but sha'arei dim'ah lo ninalu. If a person cries and is crying, is seen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shenema, Shim'a tefilati Hashem v'shava'ati azina el dim'ati al techerash. So you see from the Rashi is medayek, el dim'ati al techerash means, it doesn't say, see my tears. It says al techerash, meaning I know that you've seen my tears. We don't even have to discuss that. Now I'm being mispalel that you should be mekabel them and do what it is that they imply. But as far as to need to be mevakish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should see it, it's clear that he sees it. Rava would never be gozer a tainis on a day in which it was cloudy. So the clouds are a remes to a barrier. The use of the words an iron curtain is from the Gemara, actually. It wasn't Churchill's Kiddush. And from the time of the Churban, it's as if there's an iron curtain that separates between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We see that actually HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave that as a marshal himself, because he says to Yechezkel that Yechezkel should spread an iron curtain, so to speak. He should make a picture of Yerushalayim on the brick, and then he should take a metal frying pan and he should put it between himself and Yerushalayim to indicate exactly that. Kachla machavat barzel v'natato takir barzel beincha uveina ir. Somebody should not give up. Just keep davening, keep davening. It's going to work. Shenemar v'etpalel al Hashem, nuchti patrei v'yishma Hashem elai gam ba'pam ahi. Eni v'om rebi chia barav v'om rebi yon kol amarech v'tfilato ma'ayen basov bali de ke'ev leiv. Shenemar tochelet m'mushacha machala leiv. Doesn't it say just the opposite? That somebody who just keeps on davening, and he looks into his tefillah and really believes it's going to happen, in the end, he's going to be disappointed. And that's what the pasuk means when it says a lot of davening is just a problem in your heart, meaning you're going to be suffering. My takante, the thing to do instead is go learn Yasuk Petorah Shinemar, because the pasuk concludes Ve'etz Chaim Ta'ava Ba'ah Ve'etz Chaim El Torah. A machalal lev is tochelat mumushecha, where you will not get what it is that you're looking for, but the learning in the Torah is a ta'ava, but it's a satisfaction of your desires. And Eitz Chaim obviously refers to Torah Shinemar Eitz Chaim El Machazikibas. How do you explain it? Well, all we said was to be ma'arech b'tefillah. We didn't say to be ma'ayin in the tefillah. Here it says if you're ma'arech in the tefillah and you're ma'ayin ba, ha'da ma'arech ma'ayin ba, ha'da ma'arech v'lo ma'ayin ba. Now, Tosis points out that the word iyun tefillah is oftentimes used as a good thing. The person is supposed to be ma'ayin in his tefillah, and that's the way that he's able to be zocha to his tefillah and make up your mind. So what does it say that it's a bad thing to be ma'ayin in your tefillah? And Tosis explains, obviously, there's two types of iyun tefillah. Iyun tefillah in terms of the concentration in precisely the clarity of what it is that you need and how to phrase it properly. Then there's an iyun tefillah in which you are so convinced of the power of your tefillah that you're thinking to yourself, oh man, that was a good tefillah. Now I got it, baby. Now I got it. That is the type of thing that leads to a machalal lev. It leads to disappointment. The tefillah cannot be mechanical way of pressing God's buttons. That's the last thing you can look at. So if you're not mine in the tefillah, then it can actually happen. And in fact, if his tefillahs were not answered, go and daven again. There's four things in life that you got to really constantly work at and be mechazik yourself. You can't let go for a minute. Torah, ma'asim tovim, tefillah, v'derech eretz. Torah ma'asim tovim, minayim shenama rak chazak v'yamatz ma'od, lishmor v'la'asot k'kol ha'torah. So what does chazak means? Chazak b'torah. V'yamatz means b'ma'asim tovim. How do we know the tefillah also it requires constant chizuk, minayim shenama kaveh el Hashem, chazak v'yamatz ibecha b'kaveh el Hashem. So that sense of hope and involvement in getting yourself where you need to get. That is tefillah. And derech eretz. Derech eretz means whatever it is that your thing in life is. Whether you are a businessman or whether you are a soldier, whatever it is that you're doing, that's your derech eretz, and that requires never take it for granted. Of course, we see that when people start the belief in what they're doing and they no longer have a commitment to do it correctly and keep working at it, that's when they start declining, and that we call burnout. So this is chazak v'nitchazek, chazak v'nitchazek ba'adamenu. That's talking about in war. V'tomer tzion, azavani Hashem v'Hashem, shechachani. What's the difference between azavani and shechachani? Hainu azuva, hainu shechucha. Omar Reish Lakish, no, this is what Knesset Yisrael was saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, you know? You're like a guy who went ahead and took another woman. You know, everybody else is successful in the world except us. Adam no se yishal ishto rishona. So, I mean, at least if that happens, a guy normally, he at least remembers, you know, his first wife and the nice times they had together. So, yizokher ma'aseh rishona. But you, azavtani v'shechachtani, you've completely forgotten us. Amar la HaKadosh Baruch Hu, biti. You are so silly. You are so incredibly silly. Yud Beit Mazalot Barati Barakia. Look, there's 12 constellations up there, okay? Every one of those constellations has got 30 galactic structures. Every one of those Chayel V'Chayel has got 30 Ligyonot. Every Ligayon V'Ligayon has got 30 Rahatons of quasars and God knows what. Akore Aton V'Rahaton Barati Lo Shloshim Karaton. Each one of these are different levels of army camps. V'Alko Karaton V'Karaton Barati Lo Shloshim Gistra. Okay, Ashkoshka Alko Gistra Vigistra Taliti Bisholosh Meos Rishishim Khamisha Alfe Ribe Kochavim. Now that we've got ourselves over here a couple of the billions of these galactic structures, okay, I just want you to know that every single one of them has got a 365,000 times 10,000. So we're talking about billions upon billions of kochavim. Multiply them times the millions of structures that I've got. We're talking about trillions upon trillions of stars. And these 365 was Kinegin Yimot HaChama. What do you think all of this stuff is for, huh? Lo barati ela b'shvilech, okay? So that whole universe out there is all about my love for you. And you are so silly that you say, azavtani v'shechachtani. That's absurd. Hatishkach isha ula. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu klum ishkach olot. Ula is double meaning of her little child, but it also is a reference to an ola. Do you think that I will forget olot elimu pitrei rechamim shikrafte li b'midbar? Amra lefanav, ribono shel olam. Wow. If you're telling us you'll never forget, maybe you'll never forget the horrible thing that I did at the egel. I'm so embarrassed. Shema lo tishkach li ma'aseh ha'egel. Omar la, the egel? Eile Elohecha Yisrael. Eile tishkachna. That should be forgotten. Omar lefanav ribono shalom. Wait a minute. So if you do forget things, maybe you'll now forget the whole story, how I stood in front of you at Har Sinai and I was bekabel the Torah. So shema tishkach li ma'aseh Sinai. But Anochi, I'll never forget the way that you responded to the Anochi Hashem Lokecha. That's a reference to the Maisa Ega, where it says Eile Lohecha Yisrael. But Anochi Loeshkachech, that's a reference to Maase Sinai Anochi Hashem Lokecha. Chasidim Arishonim Ayushohin Shachat, Mino Animili Omer Belozer, Omer Bishabel Levi, Omer Kra. Ashrei Yoshvei Veitecha. So the ones who sit and prepare before, then Od Yalaluch HaSela, then they can come and daven before you. And Tosher says this is the reason that we were metakein before the tefillah to say Ashrei, as opposed to people who think that saying Ashrei is about Ashrei. By the way, remember that Ashrei Yoshvei Veitecha is a pasuk that we say in the middle of nowhere, because Tehillah LeDavid is not part of that Tehillah at all. We throw in the words Ashrei Yoshvei. Why do we throw in the words Ashrei Yoshvei Vitecha? Why not just say Tehillah LeDavid with the olive base and so on that we speak about so before about its chashivas? Because we want to talk about this is your hachona for the Tehillah that you're about to say. The Omer Rabbi Yoshua, Tosfos says, this is not like people who think you're supposed to say a lot of psukim with Ashrei this and Ashrei that. It's not about Ashrei. It's about Ashrei Yoshvei. You also have to spend an hour coming down off of your tefillah. Now, this hour does not mean literally an hour. When it's a reference to the Chassidim HaRishonim, it means literally an hour, as we're going to see. But the chiyuv on each individual is a certain amount of time, even the posik Asher Yoshvi Vesecha, as Tosis points out. But it's true even after the tefillah. Now the Rambam brings this when he brings the eight inyonim that are nogea the dinim of tefillah, and he says that this is included in the sense that a person should not look as if the tefillah is a burden on him, and he's trying to finish up as quickly as he can. So by sitting down afterwards and saying the psukim and the things that were Isaac, and after the tefillah, he is megala that. Now that's on the madriga of a regular person. Obviously, the full sha'ah achat of the chassidim harishonim was not a question of how he looks. It was a question of actually absorbing and taking out of your tefillah, recognizing that the nature of aveda is a fundamental change in yourself, such that every single tefillah is something that you need to look back at, learn from, incorporate, and internalize before it is that you can get on with other things that you're doing. And that is the real esek of tefillah, in which three times a day a person is oila to a completely new madrega, comes to understand things about himself that otherwise he would never have been able to be aimed on. So it's super meditation plus. Obviously, meditation is completely self-involved, whereas over here the whole point is your involvement in the aveda of Maaseh Bereishis. So it's not about worship yourself. Chassidim HaRishonim were Shoim Sha'am Achat. So, would we get up to Ach Tzadikim? I did. Yeah, asks the Gemara, so if it says that Chassidim HaRishonim are Shoim Sha'achat, Mitpalalim Sha'achat, and then they were again after the tefillah, they had another Sha'achat. My God, you realize that equals 9 hours a day just davening? I mean, it doesn't leave you very much time for anything else, does it? Can you tell me when they had time to review their learning? And how did they have time to make a living? Well, come on, we're not saying this about everybody, are we? We're saying Chassidim HaRishonim, okay? You could ask the Rebbe right here, Tayre Rebbe, Bitoch Shechassidim Hem. Toratam Nishtameret Umlachtan Mitbarechet. I mean, in order to do this, you need to be a chassid. That's the point. So if you're a chassid, then already you could be zeicha to the siyata d'shmaya of your Torah and the brocha of your melacha. V'afilu ha-melech she'el b'shlamo lo yashivenu. Om Rav Yezid lo shonu lo malcha Yisrael. Look, this is a Jewish king. A Jewish king, you can assume he's going to understand you're in the middle of davening, and that's the reason that you didn't answer. But if a goyish, important person comes along, you better stop right away. You're dead. You're not supposed to risk your life. Meitve. Doesn't it say that if somebody's in the middle of davening and you see this mafia guy, or you see this truck is barreling down on Karon Bakenegdo, what should you do? Don't stop your tefillah. Just be mekatzer of the ola. Finish quickly, and then you can get out of the way. Or then you can answer the anas. Lokasha, devshul katzer. If you're near the end, obviously, if you're near the end, you can be mekatzer. But if not, you're going to have to be mafsik. Tana Rabban Amaseh b'chassid ha-chachayah mitpalel b'derech. There was a guy once who was a chassid, and he was davening on the road, and he thought nobody was going to interrupt. And all of a sudden, bat sarachat. So this very important government official comes by and says to him, shalom. The guy refuses to answer him. Lo yachzir lo shalom. He's in the middle of davening. So the guy waits. The guy yells at him. He says, you are such an ass. Reika. Doesn't it say in your Bible, Raki shab elecha shmor nafshecha, uchtiv nishmarte maod l'nafshotech? Come on, you're supposed to be idiots. Kishadatati lecha shalom. Loma lo yachzarte li shalom. You didn't answer me. If I had, at that moment, cut your head off, do you think anybody would have said a darn thing to me? Nobody would even have noticed, you dirty Jew. So this, you risk your life by treating me in that fashion? Hold on. Give me a chance to explain myself to you. Yeah, you'll see. You may like my explanation. Let me ask you something. You're sitting, imagine you are sitting and talking to the king, okay? A guy walks by, a friend of yours, and says, hey, Joe, how are you doing? Huh? What would you do? You would say, oh, hello, I'm doing great. So, no, of course not. Love, okay. What if you would have done that? What if you would have answered him? They would have cut off my head on the spot. So what do you want from me? Hallo devarim kavachomer. Uma atash ayitomid efimelach basur adam shayom kan b'char b'keva. Who's this big king you're talking to? Today he's here. Tonight he gets a heart attack. Tomorrow you're at his funeral. What's the big deal? And nonetheless, kach, they would have cut off your head if you had done that. Ani shayiti omid lifnei melach malchei hamlachim hakadosh baruch hu. Shu chai v'kayam l'ad olmei olamim. And you, little jerk, you come along and you say, hey, Joe, how are you doing? What am I supposed to say? Oh, hello, hello, how are you? I mean, that would be horrific. Alachat kama v'kama, how could I even think of doing such a thing? Miyad nitpayes oto asar, v'niftar oto chasid lebeito l'shalom. So obviously, the implications over here are that when we say that you should be mafsik, the entire halacha over here is we're going to see about the nachash as well. I mean, it's a question of using your brains, obviously. You have a right to sense what the situation is. I mean, over here, as the Mefarshim explained, the very fact that the guy was nice, the guy said Shalom Aleichem to him and so on. And so obviously, we're not talking about some wild animal in this tsar. So he understood that he would be able to give over a sense of kvod shamayim to the guy, which he felt was important, and there was no reason to be mafsik his tefillah. Obviously, there's a small element of risk in this, but of course, we do this type of risk analysis all the time when we take a chance at how it is that we answer people. Sometimes we do a little bit more than we should, and we risk the situation. Sometimes we win, sometimes we lose. But generally speaking, it's part of our life to make a quick blink analysis of a situation to determine how it is that we're supposed to go ahead. The same thing is true over here. It's not a black and white issue of where to be mafsik and where not to be mafsik. You need to use your intelligence to understand whether you're a matzv of sakana or whether it's a matzv in which, in fact, you yourself and the individual that's there can learn and can deepen the appreciation of what it means to be standing lifnei melech malchei hamelachim shu chai v'kayam la'ad u'leomei olamim.